And we're back for day two of the Aintree Festival.
Yep, we just watched the Bluegrass Stakes.
Well, that winner didn't want to go into the stalls, first of all.
Sierra Leone.
Nice horse, that, actually. Did you say that's going straight to the Kentucky Derby now?
That was the trial.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, might be one to watch out for. Could possibly set our favourite there. But you just never know. Honestly, American racing is my forte. I like to watch it now and again, but especially the big races. So Bluegrass Stakes is quite big for Keeneland. So what I never get is there's always a dirt track that you always race on. Then there's always a turf track that they never race on.
Hmm.
What's the point in having the turf track there? But yeah, right. Let's go on straight onto Aintree then. No messing about. Oh, I've got hiccups. You go on, you set off first.
Alright.
I've got hiccups.
Alright. Yeah, we're straight into Aintree day two, really. The Friday, cracking first day. We've looked over it. Really, really good quality racing, and it's pretty much the same the second day as well.
Mm. Yeah.
So, jump straight into it. Might take the Friday off work for this.
I'm off Friday, so. Get in.
That's the ice dropping.
Yeah. It's not us having a shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right, go on, and are you back in first race?
Do you know, I had an idea in my head and it's completely left me.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. Completely
left me. Obviously you've got the likes of Grey Dawn and Corbett's Cross all enter for this race, but we don't know if they're gonna enter it for the first day. But a horse that will definitely be in this race and one that I do like is Giovinco. 8-1, course and distance winner, as you all know. Best running was a winner at Newcastle. Well, there's only two horses in the race. But won at Aintree in November, class 3, so definitely a bit of a step up. I think we were there, actually. But no, we weren't. Were we? No, we weren't there. And then I got a previous winner at Perth and Carlisle and Ayr and in point to point. So. Yeah, we all know about Giovinco. We all know how good he is. Read from Walk in the Park. Massive name under Lucinda Russell and Stephen Mulqueen. And I'm also going to go with an each way on American Mike. Very disappointing last time out, but we all know at Cheltenham. But we all know his record in Ireland is brilliant. Winner at Navan, and also winner at Dalmoral and Dalmoral and Navan. Not been in the best sort of form as of late, obviously, with the whole Cheltenham run. It was quite disappointing, but it'll be going back to, I think, winning ways back to,
I think,
this one.
Would have been better in the Ultima.
Yeah, I think the race didn't probably suit him at Cheltenham.
I was going to back him for the Ultima.
But I'm quite fancying backing him each way here at 16-1. Quite a nice price. Go on then. What's your price?
If he shows up, I'm going to go Hartwood, 8-1. He absolutely pissed in at Leopardstown. Made a mockery of his mark. To me, he looks like a grade one horse anyway. And he didn't show up at Cheltenham, but I think if he did, he could have maybe done the winning end of a race.
Mm.
So, yeah, he's definitely a group standard horse. So that handicap at Leopardstown, he just made it look ridiculous. I backed him that day in the end, last minute. I think he's like 15-2 or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go with him. Keep the faith. He looks really good on the improved 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's... That's pretty much all you can say about him, really. Be step up in trip, but I think he'll take it nice and easy, really. Beat Rian back. We won 14 lengths last day.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, I think 3 mile will be a test, but I think he could take it well.
It'll be a test of whether Victoria's
another winner.
Another winner? So,
yeah.
5 or 6.
Woohoo!
Another magnificent 7 on the cards, maybe. We'll be watching that Santa Anita Derby in about an hour or so. Our mate on Twitter will be messaging.
Oh, you might as well tell a story about that.
So we have had a follower on Twitter, which is at Jonna Racing. We've both got access to the account, so Connors will make up for my lack of humour. We've had a follower from Frankie Tittori himself. It isn't, but it caught us off guard.
Just might as well be.
It might as well be, yeah. It was like, oh, thank you for keeping the support and all that. I'm like, hang on, you're racing 20 minutes, why are you on Twitter? You know what I mean? Surely you've got bigger things to worry about than messaging us. But yeah, we've got a Stan account, I think, at the minute, with Frankie Tittori. So yeah, just quite bizarre, to be honest. But Thank you for whoever's following us.
It might just be Hugh Murphy taking the piss.
Could be. I'm messaging him at the minute. Right. Sorry, that's throwing me right off. We'll go on to the second race. Do you know which one?
Handicap, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
It's hard to tell about the exact weights, but what we're doing now is in the water side looks to be a pretty good horse.
You seen that Terry the Handicapper tweet?
Yeah, oh my
relieved
God.
I did that to Tory Sarandon a lucky 63 tonight in the end.
No,
someone will have.
If you don't follow him, then you got to follow
him.
Oh,
Terry the Handicapper, what a Twitter account.
Yeah. Oh. I actually think in this handicap sort of sphere, first street at 16-1, I fancied him at Cheltenham. He didn't go that way. He didn't go his way that day. But he's definitely...
Is that the one that can't win a race? Oh, no. What am I thinking of? Mr. Coffee, I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no. But he's definitely well handicapped. He's had a wind up now, so he could go well. But
first run's his wind up,
there's plenty down. I mean, you give a chance to bad. It just depends what shows up. There could be any number of horses that show up.
It's a bit of a lottery, this race, isn't it?
I'm sure we'll go over it again at some point.
Yeah. I've got two for this race. Both quite...
Did I mention Champagne Twist?
No, you didn't.
That ran really well last time. Last two wins now, it's just quality. And I think I backed him the last day as well. So
yeah,
he looks to have plenty of ability.
Well, I think this is going to go one of two ways. I think in the water side, he's got a massive chance here. Obviously, under Paul Nicholls, we know how good he is around Cheltenham. Yeah, he wishes. He goes around Aintree. He's beaten the favourite for course and distance winner. Off a winnable mark at 1.29 there. We all know how good he is. Cobden will be taking the ride for that one, 100%. I can't see Cobden riding below the radar. Into the water side, I think he's just a better horse. And will be Cobden's first pick. And I'm also going to take a little bit of a stab at the dark at, I think I tipped him last time as well, Mai Tai. John O'Burke will be riding that one. Been very disappointing last time out. I think was at Cheltenham, of course it was. That was in the Coral Cup when Langadam pissed up. But he got quite unlucky at Ascot, I think. Got caught out a little bit. And then won very impressively at Exeter, 1-4-5 there. But yeah, I think this horse got plenty of ability about him, and he's under John O'Burke. I think he's under good hands as well. Really good jockey, I really like him. I think you can also make a case for.
You seem like Frankie can't miss his back.
Are you still there? We're calling the podcast. Shut up. I also like going further down there. There's plenty of horses that entered this list, but I do like Geronimo at 40-1.
One to mention for me would be West of the Bridge. Keep winning him.
Nah, I think I've lost my faith for that.
Yeah,
one.
I don't know if Dan Skelton's trying to get well handicapped again.
33-1. Yeah. How old is it now? 11.
11.
Too old, I think.
But he's definitely better than what he's been showing.
Mm.
Could just be the usual Skelton trying to get him well handicapped again and off you go.
Could be another plot job for Skelton. He's got plenty entered, but Geronimo will probably be the ride of Brian Hughes, the GOAT. But I do like Geronimo. Won well at Donny, I believe. It was Donny both times. Very consistent, very, very consistent as of late. Second, and not come worse than second, apart from one when he finished ninth at Kelso. Good soft ground, but prefer the ground to be good. That'd be nice for this horse. But yeah, that's a little each way play, a bit of a big price. So we go into the third race. You've got some nice horses in, likes of Slade Steel, Mystical Power. And I'm going to give a mention to Mystical Power, actually. I think on another day, this one could possibly beat Slade Steel. And that's not me taking anything away from Slade Steel. Very nice horse. And probably will win at Cheltenham again next year. But Mystical Power, again, with a better run and probably a few better jumps. Didn't jump that great coming towards the last at Cheltenham. I think this race might be a decider to see where they actually rate him, but the breeding's there, everything's there, everything's just there set up. And I'm also going to go with a bit of an each way on Brighter Days Ahead. Broke our hearts at Cheltenham. We'll get the mare's allowance, and there's no doubt in saying she's one of the most talented mares about. It's going to be a good rivalry between her and Jade DeGruzzi as well at Cheltenham. Jade DeGruzzi actually won very well. Where was it at?
Fairy House,
that was it, Fairy House Festival. So yeah, I'm going to go with Bright Days Ahead each way at 10-1 and Mystical Power at 11-4.
Yeah, I'm going to go in at Dice Like Enos, get some air allowance. I'm not certain she, in this race, if she gets an allowance for not winning a grade one before. which you might do, I'm not certain.
A record is something to be amazed by.
Excuse me. Yeah, but I think she'll definitely get a Mez allowance. She might get another allowance for not running a grade one.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think she's going to be pretty good at 10 to 1.
Yeah.
Interesting that Caldwell Potter's been entered to this. New ownership.
Keep scrolling, there's another horse down there.
Yeah, they said they're giving plenty of time. Even in the bottom for an absolute fortune. Most expensive horse to go to watch in National Hunt side. So, yeah, Daddy Longlegs in there as well.
Yeah, I knew you would, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with them two, actually. I think Dice Lightning is going to be a big player. Not certain Colour Pot will show up.
Mm.
But if he did, he'll light the ground. He'd probably stand a good chance.
Yeah. And it would just be nice to see Daddy Longlegs, if he ever runs again, because it always seems to be pulled out last minute. I'm not going to lie, Connor. I'm going to be really boring in this next race, the Mellon Chase. I'm going to go with the two favourites, John Bonn and Pick Dory. I mean, John Bonn speaks for himself. Rated 170 now, just an unbelievable horse, and I'm also going to go with Pick Dory as well. I mean, that last run at Ascot was mind blowing for me. You said everything just went right for him against La Hombre, but even if they weren't going right for him, I still think he would have won. Just very, very impressive on the day, and if he can carry that form into Aintree, which Paul Nicholls always seems to do, I think that's the right way of saying it. Very, very, very appealing, and I probably might do the forecast on that one. Actually, might just seem like free wages, but again, you've got the likes of Thunder Rocket involved in this one. If you don't go on Thursday, you've got Banbridge there. You want in the ground to be quite good. Second day there, you probably might get unlucky with that one. You've got the likes of Elixir de Nuts and Manella Drama in there. If you're looking at quite a big price, who would be your backing?
Yeah, I like the two at the top. I'm a bit hot and cold on John Bonn. I've never really been a true fan of his. So I always try and oppose him a little bit. And we know how good he is, how good he can be. But I'm just not certain. I mean, they're doing what I thought he should have done the whole time, go up to 2.5 mile. I thought he should have always been 2.5 mile.
Mm.
But they're trying it. It's just whether he's back. And Nick Henson's still been quiet, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Still. I know he's having a few winners here and there, but it's a bit more quiet than you'd want him to be. But probably the same as the first day, Jungle Boogie and Thunder Rock. Got the big players, I think, really.
Mm.
The pair of them again.
Yeah, so,
Yeah,
can even look at Protector out, to be fair. Maybe a bit too short of a price for my liking. But maybe that's because I got him at 9-1, 10-1 at Cheltenham, which was a very nice win for the Ryanair. I mean, Jungle Boogie's got a chance here.
That's what I said,
yeah. I was about to say. But I say Elixir de Nuts got quite lucky against John Bonn there. Obviously, when he had that awful mistake, capitalise, and that's what you got to do in them sort of situations. Could be quite an interesting race, that one, actually. Going on to the 405, I need to actually have a look at my notes. I've gone James de Burley each way if he doesn't run in the National. There's talk of this one going in the National. I don't know if he's actually
been, they're taking him out.
They're taking him out. Okay, so that's fine. We can pretty much guarantee he'll be in this race. You'll probably see him in the National at some point. 8 years old. Mullins still don't know what to do with this horse. He's going 2.5 mile now, which is was it different from last time? Because he's 2.4 mile last time. Yeah, they may have found a mark for him because he's been running at 3 mile previously. But there will be a win for this horse, and hopefully I would like to see it at Aintree. We've been speaking about this horse on the podcast for a good long time now, and I really hope Mullins has found something in him, because it's just a good story. And I also do like the 5 in this one, Shake 'Em Up Harry. Really impressive at Cheltenham, I thought, for Ben Jones and Ben Pauling.
What a jumper. Fence to
great
fence.
Jumper. He's flawless. So flawless in his jumping. And there's obviously the funny name behind the funny story behind the name. Obviously owned by Harry Redknapp. That Cheltenham performance will give him a load of confidence, and it'll give Ben Pauling a lot of confidence as well, coming into this race. And I tell you what, if he goes 9-1, what a price. What a price. He could have had it at 10-1 at some point. So yeah, I'm gonna go with James Burley and Shake 'Em Up Harry.
Yeah, well, there's 38 entries for this, so we're not gonna know exactly what's going on. It's a handicap, we have got the weight. So we're gonna have a few, however many it is.
You can have a look at, sorry to interrupt, you can also have a look at Rian as well.
Yeah, I also like James Burley. I think he's got a big one in him. But the Goffer ran well in the Ultima.
Yep.
He can't be...
He always finds a winner somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he... Still at the age of seven, he's got plenty more to give, I think. And I wasn't too disappointed. I mean, the winner of the Ultima, what was it? Unexpected Party, was it? Was it Unexpected Party? Yeah, that just flew away in the end. So, yeah, I'll give a good mention to them too. A bit further down the prices, I think you're gonna struggle to really know what's going to be going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do like them too.
I do as well. Yeah, there's so many horses you can kind of pick from in this one. We'll know better on the day,
Monday for a start, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sail Away's been running quite well this season. And in these sort of handicap races, just like Dan Skelton, you've got to keep him on side, haven't you?
Yeah, be a man to have on side.
I just think the ones that were mentioned, James Burley, the Goffer, they're all pretty, you know, they're going to have a decent chance.
Normally not a big Irish festival, to be honest. We seem to see a lot of English winners at this festival, but do you know what? It would be nice to see James Burley win, obviously. We've been speaking about him. We don't know what Mullins has got in store for him. I don't think Mullins knows what he's got in store for him. So,
yeah, same thing for Shake Up Harry. We said, didn't we? He's such a good jumper. He's banging form at the minute.
Yeah.
And there's obviously Helton in this race as well. Another Dan Skelton runner.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of options at the festival, but this is always a target, I think. One of the races at the festival.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I'll tell you what, Harry Redknapp's got the favourite in the next race, which we'll go straight on to. Not the one that I'm going to mention, the Jukebox Man, even though came a very impressive second at Cheltenham, actually.
He's emptied out, didn't he?
Yeah.
On the ground. He's emptied out.
Yeah, very emptied out. I did have two, but I think I'm going to go with three. I'm going to go with Better Days Ahead, for one. Really impressed me at Cheltenham. Got me a nice winner there on the last race of the it was the last race to Cheltenham. Got me a nice bit of wages there. Also going to go with Reading Tommy Wrong. Something just went wrong there at Cheltenham. Obviously got stellar form before that. If it's back in form, I can see this horse doing quite well. And I'm also going to give a special mention to Kintara as well. Very consistent horse, definitely an each way play. Could have won against Mon Morale at Cheltenham, but just very unlucky. Probably wanted the line 100 yards beforehand, but there's no question how good Kintara is, and at 20-1, brilliant price. But yeah, to be fair, Better Days Ahead was probably a very last minute decision for me now, but it might be one I'll be backing on the day.
Yeah, I do like the Jukebox Man. I think what he showed us at Cheltenham told us a lot. You can do it from the front.
Yeah,
he just got unfortunate. I think he did just a little bit too much. And I think really he's unfortunate to lose that day. But great run all the same. Nobody really had him in as a bet, but the outback looking for up all sorts of winners.
Yeah.
Reading Tommy Wrong, he's definitely better than what he showed, but I think the interesting one to me would have to be Shannon Harbob at 8-1. He could be anything, Shannon Harbob. But this will show exactly what he is. He's a decent price to find out. And after that, struggling to see anything else really. I mean, so we're recording this, but I think they're definitely...
Yeah, we're recording this on the Saturday, aren't we? This will be released on the Monday, so we'll know when this podcast is released. Hopefully, they come to fruition.
Yeah. So, I think that's all I've got to say about that. I do like the Jukebox Man.
Yes, I do as well. Next race, I've got two tips. Not too confident in this race. It's a bit of a blocker race for me. Brucio and Affidel. My two choices. Brucio was unlucky to be brought down last time out. She's a very good horse. Got brought down at Kelso, but won at Catterick and won at Leopardstown, so can win on either soil. We know how good she is. I think we tipped her last week. We tipped her for
today.
Tipped her for today, but yeah, obviously Kelso was off, so instead going to keep her to Aintree. And then Affidel, I thought at a massive price, I'd actually tipped Affidel at Cheltenham in that massive run of field, led the whole way up until about three fences out. What a ride from Freddie Gingell as well, keeping him, staying him on. I thought he'd definitely tailed off at that point, but Freddie Gingell knows how to get a gear out of him. at 14-1. Could be an interesting player each way.
Yeah, I like Nusret for JP O'Brien. Yeah, he's plenty of ability. He's still only 5, believe it or not, but really
seems to be going forever. That was
really good form.
Sorry to interrupt. Was that a flat horse before?
Yeah. I fancied him for a decent pot for a while. This could be one of it. He's around about 14-1 at the minute, and that's probably my limit. I think I wouldn't want to be backing him. I maybe go 10. Yeah, push. But this market's open. He could easily be one of them since I favour it. But Godant is on the big improve. They've had plenty of problems with him. He's come back. He's better for it. It's just more of an interesting race to watch, I think, really. As of now, but we'll know more come midweek.
Yeah, a lot of these races we'll know better in the week.
But they're definitely ones that, of the entries I'll be keeping a good eye on.
Yeah, you also look at Godante as well. He entered for quite a few races, so yeah. wherever he goes, it's you probably see a big result out of him. But that's day one and day two done.
Yeah,
we will do day three on the Thursday.
Obviously the National will give quite a bit of air time too.
I've got a few horses in line for the National, so I've backed David Maxwell's horse already. Free bet.
Yeah.
You've got to. He's probably going to cause a pile up, but he's living his dream, isn't he?
He definitely is, yeah.
Living his dream, so yeah, best of luck to him, to be honest. I think he'll need it. But yeah, That's it for day one and day two. I'm looking forward to it, mate. It's going to be quite good.
We'll be travelling down on the Saturday, won't we, on the train?
Yes, we will be.
You've seen the size of Aintree's car park and just can't trust it.
No, you can't, no.
So we'll be going on the train for this one. Trains rob you again.
Yeah. We need to buy our train tickets tonight, actually.
Yeah, trains.
Before they go up.
Trains rob you again. 65 quid to get a train from where we are.
Yeah. We're going to have to rush after the last race, by the way.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I might have to miss the last race. To get the train back.
I don't know what the last race is actually on Saturday.
No, I don't. I think it's a Grade 3. Yeah, I'm not too sure though. We'll cover it more on Thursday anyways. But yeah, that's Aintree done.
Looking forward to it, yeah.
Looking very, yeah, very
that's cool. What I've been to. Been to Aintree before. Jeez.
Yeah, I've been a few times though.
Strange old course, Aintree, but I'm sure it'll be piled up on the National Day, everyone will be there. So yeah.
And the carrot munchers won't be there.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I've got to knock a few out on the way in. But yeah, that's the horse racing done.
That's it, and then we're back Thursday to talk about what's got to come up.
Yeah.
Decent racing tomorrow, so I'm pretty certain most people are going to be able to bet tomorrow, knowing the cards.
Yeah.
Just recently, the cards on Sunday have been pretty good, actually. So, I think that's about it, really.
Yeah, that's about it. It's going to be a short one, this one. Obviously, we've recorded the podcast previous. We're going to be watching the San Marinito Derby in an hour or so. Yeah. So that'll be nice.
Frankie's on a roll.
6 winners. I can't stop messaging us. That's great. But yeah.
Yeah.
Do we end the podcast here?
Yeah, we'll end it. We'll watch the San Marinito Derby and get some kip if I'm shattered.
Yeah, I'm shattered as well. So thank you very much, guys, for listening. Sorry if we sound tired, because that's because we are. But yeah, we'll catch you guys on Thursday. Just remember, guys, like, subscribe, and booyah.